know, Carl, in the last segment, I mentioned that years ago I had written a poem about Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King. And we were talking about the conflict, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and racial conflicts, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think I'd like to share this with you and with our listeners, because I think it's germane to our last discussion, and maybe part of this one. I had a dream the other night, and Martin Luther King was there. He spoke in tones befit the wise and asked me if I'd share the news of how his dream came out since he had been away. I told him times had changed somewhat, but the dream was still a dream. And somewhere in these many years was progress, or so it seemed. Tell me, he said, what has happened since he had been away? We legislated out the hate, I said, but laws can't touch the mind. If bias reeks within the heart, there cannot be a human kind. It's still not true, he said, for he had been away. And then he said, where he is now, there is no one color bright, no black or white, yellow, brown. There's only a loving light. It's the truth I lived and live, he said, as he went away.
That's beautiful.
You know?
Martin Luther, Martin. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I have to stay within that particular moment, but in a different vein. My observations from the middle of the crowd some years ago, I found this, and I've recently come back to it. I just found it, and you know, we have those stacks on our desk that pile up, and I found this particular paper underneath it's called My Father, and I'd like to read it because it struck me as being so real that it's worth another mention, by an anonymous author. My dad, who recently passed away, was never a father's knows-best kind of dad. He didn't do all the things one would expect a dad. Now, looking back as an adult, I could have or should have done he could have or should have done with his son. And maybe your father was or is such a dad. However, in time, I have come to realize that was, in fact, the way he was or is, if your father is still alive. And sometimes it's not so bad. And maybe, just maybe, we are just a bit too hard on the old man. So when you think of your dad, as I do often, look at him from the perspective of an adult who remembers the good things, however few there may be. Because in a life that we all agree is too short, time always brings us closer together, or at least puts things in better perspective. It does seem to work out that way, doesn't it? Think of your dad from the perception of an adult, that you can see the relationship now as it was, and a father who was what he is. I always found...
I like that. Who wrote that?
Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
I found it 15, 16 some odd years ago, doing a quick segment on Father's Day, and I loved it. Because it was written by someone who just didn't have a great relationship with his dad. But it just seemed to lay out the perspective that dads sometimes can be who they are. And sometimes it is tough love or it isn't. And this was, I believe, written quite some time ago. But I like the way it was phrased. Because it doesn't have an answer. There's no happy ending here. There just is an ending. And the realization that my dad, who is what he was, and he may not necessarily have been the nicest person on the planet. And it struck me because this is, this is exactly who my dad was. Okay. He wasn't the best dad. He wasn't a father's knows best kind of dad, but he was there for better or for worse. And he didn't do any harm, didn't do a heck of a lot of good, but he was there. And I remember every time I went to do something and he wanted to congratulate me, he'd shake my hand. I had a birthday. He says, congratulations, Carl. Happy birthday. I was on my way off to war in Vietnam. Come back safe. Congratulations. I got married. Congratulations. The hand was always out. And he shook my hand firmly. And that was my father saying, good luck. Good marriage. I hope it all goes well. And shook my hand. He always shook my hand. That was my dad.
Well, you know, at least he was there with physical contact with
you. Yes, he was.
It was like a hug.
That's what that was the closest to a hug I was going to get.
Both your dad and my dad were probably born in the early 1900s.
Yes.
And, you know, the guys born in those days, you know, nobody knew how to parent. As well, it's true today, too. They don't teach us how to be parents
there's
in
no
high school
book.
Or
there's,
college.
There's, yeah. no, there's no guidebook.
You do the best you possibly can. I fully honor and respect my dad because he was a laconic sort of guy, didn't talk a lot about a lot of things. But I knew that I was loved, so that's all that mattered.
And that is all that matters. And call Sabatino and Roland Smith as we matter. We hope we continue on. Thank you.
America, weekend.
Think green. With you. Did you know over 90% of American households use paper towels? What does that mean? Turns out over 3,000 tons of paper towels go into the trash every day. 3,000 tons of anything heading to landfill daily is amazing enough, but when it's something as airy and light as a paper towel, it's especially hard-hitting. Now add all the other items from your garbage can on top. Funny, we're taught the Great Wall of China is the largest man-made structure in the world. But no more. The largest man-made structure is now a landfill site called Fresh Kills that New York City's been using for 50 years. It's almost 5 square miles in size, and so much garbage was dumped there that at its peak, the dump was 80 feet higher than the Statue of Liberty. Getting rid of paper towels will reduce 4 million cubic feet of landfill and prevent 864,000 trees from being cut down.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This player out of Croatia broke into the NBA in the early 90s. During 13 seasons, he won 3 titles with the Chicago Bulls. And he was the 3rd leading scorer behind Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Dukos for 3 at a time.
So where is Tony Kukoc now? Tony is still winning titles with Michael Jordan. Golf titles. In 2011, they won the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, the first time Michael had won it in 10 years. And fans love to poke fun at Tony on sites like Funny or Die.
I am cuckoo for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no?
Yes, cuckoo indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.